Both teams still gathered on the sideline. Triton Central with a third and down and goal to go from the 1 yard line. Back onto the field, Knightstown. Triton Central yet to depart the sideline. Tigers trying to get on the board. We've gotten a little bit later here in this first quarter, 3:42 to go. It took 40 seconds last week for both teams to get a touchdown.
Yeah. We'll see which line here can get the most push. Knightstown obviously playing against the run. We'll see if they can push this offensive line back. Triton only needs one.
Again, no receivers in the set. Backs in the eye. Heboff from under center on third and goal from the one. Heboff yet to go under center. Now he does. Snap. Heboff a late push himself. No official sign yet on a score.
Touchdown.
And touchdown, Triton Central. Eric Heboff in from the one. Tigers on the board, 6-0.
I think he got some push from his own players, but a good job by Heboff to get in there and find the hole. He didn't need far. Wow, they're going to take that away.
I thought I saw the official coming from the far side with the arms up. He did not. So let's go fourth and goal, and Triton to run it with Heboff. He gets shoved back immediately. And Knightstown ultimately will hold.
Wow, what a turn of events there.
I thought I saw the far official come across with an arm extended.
Yeah, I thought I did too, and he must have just had his right hand up to mark the ball. Triton tried to go quick on fourth down and looked like the ball was mishandled by Heboff. And a big turn of events here. Knightstown, see if they can take advantage and at least move the ball out of their own territory here and get some field position going.
So Triton doesn't score, but Knightstown is backed up, starting this play from inside of its own end zone, and will run it out to the right side and get across the 10. A crunch of a tackle at the 15, but there's some real estate to work with, and Olivo runs for 14.
Yeah, and that's the first time Olivo's really tried to get outside. And he was able to get that corner, and that takes care of the field position that they didn't have. Now they do on second down. First down.
On first down coming up. High school football tonight being brought to you by H&R Block Tax Solutions to fit your needs. It's a first down for Knightstown. They'll spread out four wide and go with a running back, Walsh, off the left shoulder of Olivo. Olivo the snap, quick throw, complete right at the line of scrimmage, and then a run for about 2 yards on the pass completion. It'll be number 20, Kyler Burkett, the leading pass catcher on the season with the catch and the two yards upfield. First completion for Olivo in a couple of tries. Second down and 8, Knightstown. Game still scoreless, under 3 to play, first quarter. Three receivers set left, one receiver here on the near short side of the field, and the give goes to Walsh, running along the line of scrimmage in the backfield, finally tries to turn the corner, and just not much there to work with. They will mark him at the 19-yard line. It'll bring up a third down.
Well, good effort there by Triton to stretch him out. He wasn't able to cut it up at any time, and Hayden Kermode was the final Triton Central Tiger to bring him down, but a good team effort there to string Walsh out. Moving to his left.
It'll bring up a third down and 7 for Knightstown. Now working off the left hash. Two receivers to each side and Walsh joining Olivo in the backfield. They'll send a receiver in motion. Hand off there. And Triton Central again up to the task on a run that just clears the 20-yard line. And that was Burkett on the carry.
Yeah, Hayden Kermode again on the tackle. And two plays that had promise early. Triton Central finished it off well.
So fourth and 7, Knightstown from its 21 will punt, and if you're the Tigers, you're owning field position, but you need to take advantage of it while you got it.
Yeah, I think Knightstown happy that they stopped them, but really wanted to get that field position flipped at least, and they're not going to be able to do that unless this punter really gets something off.
Schetzel with a low line drive end over end. It goes right out of bounds, waiting for it to be marked. And it'll be at the 48-yard line. So once again, Triton has started at the 50, the 43, and now the 48-yard line.
Yeah, and I think here's where Triton needs to get something going. They just need to settle in here. Some mishandled balls early. Right now, as Triton, they've been able to, survive these early mistakes. Knightstown hasn't been able to score any points, and now Triton with another possession inside Knightstown territory.
Borenstein wide to the right. Receiver set left and backs in the eye, Horning the tight end, sliding behind the line of scrimmage, and a pitch for Keaton Kermode. He's caught around the ankles at about a yard behind the line of scrimmage and falls forward for a gain of half a yard.
Kyler Burkett on the tackle there, the senior. We've called his name already a couple times.
Well, there's going to be a lot of guys both ways in this game tonight for these two 2A teams. The winner will play the winner from the other side of the bracket, Heritage Christian or Cecina, in next week's championship game. Third down, check that, second down, call it 10 to go. Two receivers. He ball from down under center as Borenstein comes in motion and the handoff to the first guy through. And the opening in the line of scrimmage was good, but it closed down in a hurry. And then Hayden Kermode is thrown back with some force. He does pick up three.
The chippiness has started early tonight. I've seen Knightstown players take a few shots. You're going to have that when you play Knightstown, really, in any sport. We'll see if that plays a factor later. But I've already seen a couple hits that were extended after the whistle.
Triton doesn't have to snap and will not snap another play. We'll flip sides of the field as we go to the second quarter. No points on the board here in this sectional semifinal. Triton Central and Knightstown scoreless. You're listening to High School Football. Giant Wonder.
Since 2005, Shelby County and the surrounding area has come to rely on Ron Kelsey and his team at Color Palette, your complete paint and flooring store for commercial and residential needs. When you're looking for new flooring to upgrade or remodel your home, be sure to visit Color Palette's extensive showroom located at 514 North Harrison Street in Shelbyville. At Color Palette, you'll find a large selection of flooring, from carpet to hardwoods to laminates and ceramics. Looking to paint your home or business? Choose from Color Palette's selection of Pratt and Lambert paint.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, second period begins as Triton Central has Eric Eboff rolling, getting caught, and getting thrown for about a 3-yard loss. It will bring up a fourth down for this Tigers offense near midfield.
Make no mistake, Knightstown has come to play tonight, and Triton Central now into the second quarter in for a battle,
I think, tonight.
Tigers to punt. Good one-handed catch by Kleeman on a ball that was off to his right off the snap. He then gets away a clean punt. Triton Central on the coverage, down inside the 20 at the 18.
Great individual effort there by the punter, Mitch Kleeman. One-handed catch and then was able to get off a good punt. And Knightstown will be starting this possession, looks like, at the 20-yard line.
Knightstown has been on this end, or this deep in their end 19. Of the field throughout the game, while Triton Central has been starting at midfield. But here we sit, scoreless ball game. Just underway second quarter. Four receivers for Olivo, the quarterback with a run. As soon as he gets it, looking off the left side, takes a pop, goes airborne, and then out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Call it a gain of six. You wonder on a night like this, again, the wind, not a factor. It's wet. It's the turf. So it's not as rough as Milan, certainly, last week. But you wonder what it does to change the identity of these teams from, say, week six or week seven.
It's changed my identity, I can tell you that. Although, it's pretty warm in this box.
It's not uncomfortable.
No.
Second down
and
four.
Yeah.
Olivo feeling for room off the right side. Looked like he wanted to run and some option. Had a pitch he was considering. Never did give up the football. And Triton Central drags it out, but Olivo may have a first down. He's at the 29.
A good patient run there by Olivo, and he will have a first down. Good individual play there. He doesn't need much of a hole. He's once he sees it, he gets right in there, and he's definitely living up to his stats coming in.
He's at the 29, first down and 10. Three receivers, 1, 2, 3, right off the end of the line. Olivo looks outside, comes back inside, and finds Kyler Burkett.
Yep.
Burkett tripped up by Matt Gould, but not before he gets out to near midfield.
Yeah, Burkett just found the opening in that defense, and Olivo rolled out, but we're going to have a penalty that'll bring that back. It looks like an illegal man downfield.
Olivo took a while to deliver that ball, and somebody ended up straggling downfield.
Yep. Tough break for Knightstown because Burkett did a nice job of finding the hole and just sitting down, waited for Olivo to open up.
Would have been a 21-yard pickup. As it is, they'll bring it back and mark it off. And the ball marked from the original line of scrimmage being the 29, inside the 25 to the 24. First and 15, Knightstown. No score on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. We're 90 seconds in to the second period. Three receivers left, one to the right. Olivo with a handoff up the middle, and a spin move keeps the running back alive, and where it looked like it might be a tackle at the line of scrimmage, it turns into a little bit of a gain.
Looks like about a 6-yard gain. Hornig had him in the backfield, couldn't finish him. And a good job by the Knightstown running back to get out of that tackle and pick up positive yardage.
Nick Walsh, just a junior, just over 1,000 yards on the season, averaged better than 9 per carry. Ball at the 30. Second down and 9, Knightstown. Three receivers left, receiver to the right. Rolling left is Olivo. Looking and tosses. It's complete at the 33. Quick tackle made. Nicely done. And the reception by number 11, Cooper Strasma, a 5'10", 175-pound senior.
Yeah, about a 4-yard pickup there. But you can see Knightstown thinking about the passing game a little bit more here on this drive, giving Triton's defense something to think about.
Big play early in the game here. Third down and 5 from the 34. If Knightstown gets this first down, they begin to turn the field somewhat. Olivo in that pistol gets it and immediately rolls to his right. Looking downfield, stops, looks, nothing there, stops and goes again, gets to the outside, tries to run for the first down, and he'll get bumped out of bounds at the 37, a couple of yards shy.
Yeah, Hayden Kermode there to make sure he didn't break that tackle. Couldn't see who made it all the way across the field, but a good third down hold there by Triton.
So it's fourth down and 2, but Knightstown at its own 36, more like fourth down and 3.
Yeah. I think they think with Olivo they can maybe... No, they're going to punt.
They'll go to punt formation. Triton will send Borenstein back to his 35, and the first time Knightstown has punted in this direction. A little high on the snap. Higher kick this time, but short. It will get a Knightstown roll from the Triton 44, and the Panthers will down it at the 39, which is the worst starting field position for Triton in this game.
First time they've started inside the 40.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Koenig Equipment Solutions for your ag needs. Clark Orthodontics, great orthodontics and terrific smiles. And Shelby County's Drug-Free Coalition, your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. Tiger football in a scoreless game, 9:18 to play first half. Hayden Kermode will step in motion in the backfield. They'll run to the right side with Keaton Kermode and lassoed up around the top of the jersey and wrestled down in a spin move at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, Nick Walsh with the tackle there. Running back on offense, outside linebacker on defense.
We start really mixing sports this weekend. We've had girls' basketball teams scrimmaging, soccer championships, cross-country championships, and volleyball semi-states all happening this weekend.
Yep.
Second down and 8 for Triton Central.
And it feels like January out here.
A little bit, yeah. Receivers set to the left. Hayden Kermode will vacate the backfield. So too will Keaton Kermode in motion now to the left, and Heboff rolling left, looking downfield. Now tucking the football, in trouble, and going to be thrown for a loss.
Yeah, flag came out right at the snap. They might have Knightstown offsides. They let the play continue. So you would think that'd be a defensive penalty.
Heboff down at the 36, loss of 5, illegal shift against Trident Central, and Knightstown says, thank you very much, we'll take the play. Knightstown, there's good team speed, so if you roll Heboff out to the left, and it takes as long as that one did, you're probably not going to be able to hold pocket very long.
No. Yeah, this is a very athletic Knightstown defense. On paper, they looked it, and we're seeing it in person here. They are matching what that shows me on paper, what they've done all year.
Ball marked back to the 36, and 3rd and 13 now for Triton Central. One of the few times they've really been in a passing down. We'll see if they go to the air here. Everybody vacates the backfield. Heboff by himself. We're a throw on the run. Hayden Kermode, nice catch. Quickly tackled, though. He'll pick up 8. It'll bring up 4th and about 6 to go.
Yeah, really good catch and tackled there by quarterback Jose Olivo. You mentioned him earlier. He goes both ways, and a good tackle there, and that'll force another Triton Central punt.
Kleeman into the game. He'll backpedal to about his 30, waiting on the snap.
And Olivo goes from making the tackle to returning the punt.
He does not leave the field. Kleeman gets a putt away, It will send the return man Olivo back to take a look at it. He won't get a shot. It'll roll dead and down to the 19-yard line. And Mitch Kleeman has done his job as a punter tonight.
Absolutely. Bo Bornstein down there to down that ball inside the 20. Oliva just let it bounce. And again, Triton Central's defense has Knightstown back where they want them. We'll see if the Panthers can finally get this ball moving downfield. They've had some times where they've made first downs, but they really haven't gotten the ball out near midfield. I almost said half court.
That's to come.
Out near midfield yet tonight.
Knightstown 1st and 10 from its own 19. Olivo to throw. Down the line of scrimmage complete, and then a push by the receiver for nearly first down yardage.
Yeah, 6'4" Muncie up to get that one, and he had to go high to get it.
They may have him about a half a yard short of the first.
Good individual effort there.
And Muncie, just a sophomore. Again, Olivo's the senior, but after that, it's sophomore, junior, sophomore, guys who will be around here for a little while. Yeah. 9-yard pickup, longest pass play, except for the one that was called back via penalty tonight for Knightstown.
And they measured it, but it is second down.
High school football tonight being brought to you by McKay Manor, independent living for seniors, the safety and security of assisted services. Tonight's game also brought to you by Rush Shelby Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Second down, very short for Knightstown coming up. Operating from their own 29-yard line, we are scoreless here at Triton Central, midway through the second period. Olivo with 3 wide receivers, make it 4. Pump fake on a look to the right, a little stop and go by the receiver, and then a throw to the 45 that goes incomplete. And Knightstown fans and bench upset, thinking maybe there was a grab or contact that should have resulted in a defensive penalty. So Knightstown with a 2nd and very, very short. Takes a chance on a shot downfield. Now facing 3rd and short. Receiver set right. 2 more receivers here to the near side on the left. And Olivo now calls for the ball and gets it. He'll roll left. Tigers have him contained. Olivo now goes airborne as he takes a shot and crosses the 30, getting enough for the first down.
Yeah, he does. Good individual play there. You mentioned Triton had it defense really well. But Olivo with his last second effort there to get up into the air and Just enough to pick up that first down. Quick score update here. Ron Colley in the second, up 10-0 on Cathedral. Trying to put the Irish out of the tournament.
Cathedral hasn't been Cathedral-like for a lot of the season, and Ron Colley's an under 500 football team. First and 10 for the Panthers. Nick Walsh gets a touch out of the backfield, caught from behind and then pulled back. Forward progress going to gain him a four, and the Tigers whip the running back about 10 yards behind where the play came to an end.
Yeah, Knightstown can't get upset. They've done the same thing multiple times tonight. Number 52 on the tackle for Triton.
And showing palms up is Phil Williams, like, we can do anything.
Yeah.
It's good. No flags. Let them go. 5:35 to go. In the half. Second out and 7, Knightstown. Three receivers this time, right side. And Keaton Kermode coming off a blitz off the backside. But Olivo rolls away from him. Gets all the way out of the sideline before throwing downfield and getting it picked off at the Triton 43. Triton returns it to midfield. And that's number one, Matt Gould.
Yep.
On a ball that Olivo never should have thrown.
Something's going on, though.
Is there a flag down somewhere? Because it went to a wide-open center fielder, Matt Gould. There wasn't a receiver anywhere in the vicinity.
No, I don't think. It looks like it's going to be a turnover here. But there is a flag on the field. Hold on. Here we go. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct on Triton. But they will keep the ball. First down, Triton Central. But they will get pushed back.
Did have a starting point at midfield. Now they'll be back to their own 35-yard line.
Mm.
Just a bad throw, though, by Olivo. Gould was just waiting for the ball to come down. No receiver there to contest it. So can Triton Central, who for the most part has had the better part of field position all night, can they take advantage of a turnover? First and 10 from the 35.
A fast-moving first half. Only 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Staggered backfield, two receivers, one to each side, and Heboff handing off, and Triton Central trying to pound it through. Gain of about three for Keaton Kermode.
Aiden Orcutt on the tackle. Another brother combination, Liam and Aiden. Aiden's a junior. Liam's only a sophomore.
Yeah, Chad Montgomery says about Aiden that good defensive lineman, but they're going to promote him for junior all-state offensive lineman. Heboff with a jog over to the sideline, gets a play call. He'll bring it into the huddle. Triton with a second down and 7 coming up here.
I guess the biggest off-season thing Chad Montgomery will have to focus on is who replaces Olivo. So looks like everything else is pretty much solid except that quarterback position.
Heboff the snap, straight drop, looks to throw over the middle and tipped and nearly picked off. And Olivo was on the interior of two defensive men. Ball a little bit underthrown to Matt Gould.
Yeah, Olivo just didn't time his jump well right there. If he would have, he had a good opportunity to intercept that ball and break for Triton Central.
So 3rd and 7 now for Triton. They can't gain enough ground here. Knightstown will get another shot at it before we get into halftime. Triton will go with four wide receivers on 3rd and 7. Horning goes in motion behind the line and now ready to throw his heave off, and he pops it across to Keaton Kermode, who makes the catch, pushing, and he looks like he's got a first down.
Yeah, he does. A dangerous pass by Heboff. But Kermode caught it, and then a nice individual effort there to pick up a first down that wasn't necessarily guaranteed when he caught the ball.
So the Tigers maintain possession. They keep the clock rolling in this scoreless game and have a new set of downs out of the 46.
That's a ball Knightstown's going to see on film and think, man, we could have intercepted that one.
Heboff from shotgun. Fakes the handoff, steps to the right, throws, and complete for a moment, but Hayden Kermode never had possession and then hit and knocked to the ground. Quick attack by Knightstown to go get the football, but it's incomplete.
Well, good effort by Knightstown to keep Kermode from catching that ball. Good pass by Eboff, but a better defensive play to break that one up.
Second out and 10 coming up. Our coverage here from Mendenhall Field being brought to you by Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and More, together since 1936, and by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life. Off the left hash, Triton Central, second down and 10. Stuart Krause in the ball game as a wide receiver. He'll split to the left. Two receivers here on our near broadcast side on the right. And Heboff rolling right, but Knightstown is back in the backfield. Bumped Heboff, and he's able to run away far enough to throw the ball and apparently complete it on a diving catch by Borenstein. That's a loss of a half yard, but it could have been a loss of 15 to 20.
Yeah, exactly. Heboff might have made the play of the game right there up to this point. It would have been a loss of 15-plus. A nice catch by Borenstein to go down low to pick that one off the turf.
Heboff, as soon as he had turned and rolled right, ran into one of his own men who had been blown up into the backfield and just lucky to get that one away. Third down and 11 for Triton. In motion, Borenstein. Handoff, Keaton Kermode. He's got room to the 50, lowers the shoulder, and picks up about 8. And now Triton with a fourth down and 3 and 2:49 to go with a decision to make.
Yeah, James Lukens there with the tackle. Fourth down, it looks like Kleeman's coming out.
Punt it away.
Might as well at this point. Your defense is playing well. Field position still in your favor. You've got an opportunity to pin them deep. Well, the way Kleeman's been punting.
Kleeman stands at his 40. Olivo backpedaling inside the 20-yard line. Kleeman gets it away. High kick. Triton with three green jerseys in the neighborhood, and they'll dive on a ball and kill it at the 21-yard line. So consistently, Triton Central has kept Knightstown down around the 20.
Yeah, you might as well keep playing field position at this point. Something will break at some point for Triton offensively. You might as well continue to punt the ball away and make Knightstown prove that they can do something that they haven't done all night offensively, which is get the ball to midfield.
Knightstown from the 21-yard line, 2:15 left to work with. Olivo with an empty backfield gets the snap. Brings a receiver. Check that. Actually, it's Walsh, the running back, in motion on the sweep. Hands it off to him, and Triton just runs him over deep in the backfield, led by Williams.
Yeah, Phil Williams shed his blocker and was right on top of that run for a big tackle for loss, setting up second and long.
And Triton in a position here. Can you get a quick enough stop to get the football and have time to work with?
Three timeouts left. Triton might want to use one here if they get a stop here on second.
Second down and 14. Olivo again alone awaiting the snap. Receivers set to the right. That's where Olivo's going with the football. Designed run. He never looked to throw and does not even get back to the original line of scrimmage.
No timeout called by Triton. If I'm Knightstown, I let this clock run as much as you can here.
I shorted him. He does get to the 22. It'll bring up third down at 9.
Clock running at 108.
Tigers, they get a stop here, but that clock is going under a minute now. Third down at 9 for Knightstown. How adventurous do you want to be from your own 22? Stepping a man in motion, low snap, Olivo the clean catch, rolling to his left, rolling, and finally just throwing it away. And that will stop the clock with 44 seconds left, Knightstown to punt.
Smart play by Olivo on one hand just to get rid of it. But for the Tigers, it does stop that clock, and it will at least give them an opportunity to get a punt return. And Borenstein...
Well, there's a penalty.
It was on Knightstown, it looked like.
I don't see the flag anywhere, but there was a quick motion by the referee. Tigers are going to decline it. Illegal shift.
Yeah. So now if you're Triton Central, if you get a punt that's returnable and you can get some blocks upfield, Bornstein can get this either in good position or even take it to the house. Triton might be in good shape here if they can get one to return. Knightstown's punter's been kicking it out of bounds most of the night.
So Schetzel at his 14 awaiting the snap. Gets it away, and it goes sideways.
That's closer to us than it is Bornstein.
It went over the Triton bench, over the track, and up against the fence. Let's see where they mark this one out. It'll be inside the 30-yard line.
Well, if you're Triton, I think you got to be real aggressive here. Even a turnover is going to be deep in your territory, in Knightstown territory, so I would get real aggressive here if I'm Coach Abel.
They'll put it right at the 30. First down and 10, Triton Central. Scoreless ball game. 40 seconds left in the half, but Triton with an opportunity here and timeouts to work
with.
Yeah,
and you can run the ball still here, and if you want to use those timeouts, you've got to get points here, though. You're in too good a position to start this drive.
Luke Corning, wide left. Bornstein, slot left. And Gould, the wide receiver, on the right. Eboff, the snap. Running back stays in to block. Eboff to throw. Complete down to the 20-yard line.
Go down, and then get a timeout here.
Gang tackle there, but there was a fight that took up about 4 or 5 extra seconds.
Nice throw and catch there from Eboff to Hornig.
His first catch of the night.
Yep, first down.
First down and 10,
the clock
Triton.
Running.
And the clock is running at 26 seconds.
And I think Coach Abel's like, what's going on? We called a timeout, he thought. But
no timeout. They'll quickly back the line of scrimmage with 17 seconds now. And now a whistle and a timeout, Triton Central. And they've lost a lot of time.
Yeah, they did.
Timeout taken by the Tigers. They have a first down, 10 to go from the 20. But now, only 14.6 remains. Again, timeouts to be used, but maybe, if you're certainly more efficient than you have been,
Yeah. You
get 3 plays, and then if it doesn't work, you may have to talk about bringing Mitch Kleeman in and giving him an opportunity.
Yeah, mismanaged time here. The last 10 or 15 seconds ran off that clock that really should not have if you're a Tiger. If you want a timeout, you've got to get up into the face of the official and make sure he knows you're trying to call a timeout. I don't know if it was a miscommunication there or not, but Triton might be missing on an opportunity here.
So first down Triton, 3 receivers right, a receiver left. Hayden Kermode stays in to block on the left side of that line. Eboff is flush from the pocket, throws as he's dragged down. And is it an incompletion or will it be something else? Bornstein was in the neighborhood, and I think they're going to let that go for an incompletion.
That's generous to say he was in the neighborhood. Yeah, they're going to call that an incomplete pass and a break for Triton with 9 seconds on the clock. A play that took way too long.
At this point, do you chuck one in the end zone?
Yeah, but you got to do it quick.
You got to have time, though.
You got to do it quick.
Knightstown continuously getting pressure on Eboff if he tries to venture from the pocket. Eboff in shotgun. Second down from the 20. Snap. He's got time. Looking. Now the pocket breaking down, and Eboff throws as he's being dragged down. A diving attempt. Nearly picked off at the 16. It's incomplete with 1.2 on the clock. And Triton will send Mitch Kleeman and the field goal unit out on the field.
Yeah, bad clock management by Triton on this possession. They had a really good opportunity starting on the 30 with 40-some seconds left and with 3 timeouts in their pocket. And to only have a chance at 3 is pretty disappointing. And this isn't a gimme in this weather.
Earl Kiefer, the holder. It's going to be about a 36-yard attempt for Kleeman. He gets it off, drives it through the raindrops. It's no good.
And Knightstown had a rush on that. I don't know how they didn't block it. Kleeman got it off, but came up short and to the right. And momentum now goes to halftime with Knightstown.
No score. Knightstown and Triton Central. As we go to our halftime report brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell. You're listening to 2A Sectional 37 football on Giant FM.
Since 1954, Harvester Financial Credit Union has been a trusted financial institution that offers a tailored approach to fit our members' needs. Our members are member owners, and because of this cooperative model, we're able to save our members money with low fees and competitive loan rates. Whether you need a loan to buy a car, consolidate debt, or advice on how to budget, we are here for your banking needs. We're located at 1220 Miller Avenue in Shelbyville. Federally insured by NCUA.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Halftime from Triton Central. No score with the Panthers and the Tigers. Halftime brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell, serving Hancock and Shelby counties with offices in New Pal and Shelbyville. Time now to take a look at our scoring summary. That won't take long. Brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors. Here for life's big moves, and really, there are two things that come into play. They didn't put points on the board. One is the missed field goal from 36 as time expired. The other is when we thought Triton Central was in the end zone, turned out they weren't. And then they were turned away on a fourth down play.
Yeah, the missed field goal is one thing at the end of the first half, but I think clock management really is what you look at as really kind of the missed opportunity for Triton Central. You get the ball at the, what was it, the 30?
30-yard line.
With over 40 seconds to go, and you're unable to get it at least close enough to where it's almost a chip shot.
You really get three plays.
Yeah. Yeah, and to come into that possession with three timeouts and only use one of them, and after letting a lot of extra time run off before you call that one. So the missed field goal, yes, but I think the clock management mistake is what you look at there as the big missed opportunity for Triton.
Offensive numbers for Triton Central. Keaton Kermode, 11 carries, 46 yards, rounding out the bulk of the rushing numbers. Everything else is in the negative category, except for a Bo Borenstein 6-yard carry very early in the ball game. Eric Eboff with 9 attempts. He's completed 4 for 32 yards. A 10-yarder to Luke Corning, 7 going to Keaton Kermode, and a couple of catches for 8 yards apiece by Hayden Kermode. Offensively for Knightstown, Olivo has certainly been held in check. 7 carries for 32 yards and just 3 of 6 passing for 15 so far.
Well, he had the one big one down the middle called back, or those numbers would be better. But, yeah, for the most part, Triton defense has done well all game long. Olivo's had a few opportunities to run, and Triton's done a good job of closing those holes and not allowing him to get out and run. And I think the defense that continues to play the way they have in this early the second half will give us an idea of where this game's going to go, which offense can make something happen quicker than the other, because time's going to become a factor as we get into this third quarter here.
The winner of this game plays the winner between Cecina and Heritage Christian. Cecina with a 13-0 lead at the end of one in the 5A tournament. A safety on a high snap on a punt out the back of the end zone has provided what I believe now is the halftime margin. New Pal 16, Zionsville 7. Charlie Spiegel does have his 50th rushing touchdown of the year, but New Pal has a game in front of them for one of the few times, maybe other than Pendleton this year.
And or the Center Grove game early, that was a game for a while. But, yeah, I mean, you can't, if you're Zionsville, you cannot give New Pal 2 points. You've got to be sharp in all phases of the game. And but if you're Zionsville, you're in it in the second half.
On 106.3 FM, it's Anderson, once trailing Greenfield 6-0, but now leading 7-6 with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. In 6A, Center Grove is just pounding Columbus North. It's now 28-0.
Yeah, you know, you thought that'd be a hard game to go into Center Grove, and home field really plays a factor, and I think that tonight it is down there.
Also in 6A, it wasn't close regular season, but Warren Central getting a game from Ben Davis, 21-18 midway through the second.
Ben Davis isn't just going to, you know, lay down for anybody. They've got a tradition. They've got athletes. They got kids that probably know those Warren Central kids really well. And if Warren's going to beat them, they're going to have to beat them and beat Ben Davis's best, and that's what they're getting right now.
In 1A, Lutheran with a lead at North Decatur, 14-6. Roncalli with a 10-6 lead on Cathedral right now.
Yeah, they've had that lead throughout the first half, and they've held on here. We'll see. That'll be an exciting second half to watch.
Greenwood and Mount Vernon. Low-scoring game, 7 apiece going to the second period.
That's surprising. Mount Vernon playing well. Greenwood really not this year. They're down at 3-7. So that's a surprise to see Mount Vernon struggling with them in the first half.
Indian Creek 12-0 lead on Manuel, and Hagerstown getting a fight down at Edinburgh. Hagerstown just now taking the lead at 12-6. They're midway through the second period. It's halftime here, and we're no closer to finding a winner than we were on the scoreboard when we started. No score between Knightstown and Triton Central on the First Bank Shelbyville board. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM.com.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Final moments of our halftime report brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytle with offices in New Powell and Shelbyville. No score, Triton Central and Knightstown. Tigers will kick it away to the Panthers to begin the second half.
We'll see if field position continues to play a factor. It did that entire first half. Knightstown never had it, couldn't get it. When they did have the ball on offense, they never got anything moving. Triton was able to win the field position game the entire first half.
Olivo is on the field. Remember, he never leaves for Knightstown, but he's not one of the deep men. He lines up across the 30-yard line. Kyler Burkett, the dangerous man who's deep right now for Triton Central. Tigers with a Shelby Materials kickoff to get things started in the second half. And on a bounce to Burkett at the 11. 20, 25, up the left sideline, and finally escorted out of bounds around the 30.
Yeah, good start. Good starting field position for Knightstown. Probably their best, if you think back to that first half. And we'll see if they can't move the ball here.
Not raining hard, although it's hard for us to see how hard it's raining. The windows are covered with water. Working off the left hash, the Knightstown Panthers offense in a scoreless game as we go to the third. Two receivers far left, two receivers near side on the right, and a receiver now in motion left to right, and the handoff goes to running back Nick Walsh. Didn't have anything inside, so tried to find it to the outside. Wrestled himself away from one tackler and then shoved back again to the 30-yard line.
Zach Martin, number 82, first Tiger on the play there. Luke Hornig finished it up.
Walsh with 6 carries, 8 yards in the game. Second and 9 coming up from the 30. Now they'll mark him just across the 30, about second and 8. Receiver far left, another receiver in the slot left. 4 receivers in total, and now Olivo in the pistol ready to go. Olivo the snap, quick look to the left, throws complete to the 30, and a run after the catch that may very well be first down yardage.
Yeah, John Riggins on the tackle for Triton, but not after a long catch and run. Cooper Strasma, senior wide receiver.
His second catch.
Yeah, but it will bring up third and short.
At the 39, don't need much to make it a first down.
You'd think Olivo will keep it here in some fashion, whether he sneaks it or tries to get outside.
Three receivers right, one far out to the left. Olivo from pistol on third and short. The give to Walsh, and he's racked up for a loss.
Big tackle, Phil Williams, number 58, gets through the line and just puts a lick on that running back. Sets up fourth down, a big stand for Triton's defense. Phil Williams with his second big tackle tonight.
And Knightstown goes from, you're thinking there's a first down coming, to more than likely punting this ball away.
Yeah, they better punt it here. They don't want to turn it over to Triton's offense this deep in their own territory. But, yeah, it looks like a punt will come here.
Just 2 minutes into the third, and Triton Central gets a stop on the first possession. Ball is bobbled by the punter. Triton Central's got a chance to pick it up, and the Tigers do take it over at the 25-yard line. And it wasn't a bad snap. No. It was simply dropped.
Yeah, and the first turnover of the night, really, that has any effect on field position. Stuart Krause, number 8, right there to pick up the ball. Not able to advance it, but the Tigers are set up at the 25, first and 10. Here's where Triton's got to take advantage and get this thing in the end zone.
Mistake by Knightstown. Can the Tigers make them pay for this one? Scoreless game, first possession of the second half. Hayden Kermode steps in motion. Tigers with a run off the left side, and big run by Keaton Kermode inside the 20 and down to the 15.
Yeah, good run right up the middle. Good blocking by the line. Kermode hit the hole, held onto the ball, and finished that run. Just what Triton needed.
Are they going to?
Kermode comes out. Knowles into the game at running back.
They'll move the chains. I didn't think they were going to at first. They do. It's first down and 10 from the 15. And Jason said Knowles now in the backfield.
And David Steele kind of limping off the field. He looks fine. He checks out as well.
Hayden Kermode again stepping in motion left to right. The give to Knowles. He finds some good running room, steps through an opening, and then bops it down to about the 8-yard line.
Yeah, good inside run by Knowles. A little quick shift to his left to pick up an extra 4 or 5, and it looks like it'll be 2nd and 3.
Working from the 8. Second time that Triton Central's been this deep. They were held out on a goal line stand in the first half.
Well, so far, Triton's offensive line has really handled Knightstown on this possession. Look for Knowles to get it again.
Three receivers left. Knowles does get it. He has to backtrack to avoid tacklers in the backfield, and by the time he gets stretched out to the left, he may have lost a yard, and I think that's Olivo who came up and got him.
Yeah, but good effort by Knowles to get it away from that initial surge by Knightstown's line. Olivo cleans it up on the outside, but Knowles, a nice job to save a big loss there, and that'll set up third down.
Third and about 4 to get a first. 9 yards to put 6 on the board. Gould wide right. Staggered backfield. Backs in the staggered eye. Now stepping in motion goes Hayden Kermode. The give behind him to Keaton Kermode. Pushing and pushing. He's not going to get the first. They may mark him at about the 5. And a fourth down inside the 10 coming up for Triton.
Kick it. Take the 3 here. Knightstown hasn't shown any signs of offense yet tonight. Heck, 3 points might win this game.
Tigers offense on the field. Fourth down and about a yard needed for the first. Just outside the 5-yard line. Luke Corning is in the backfield. Heave off, I believe the guy who kept it, and on second effort, he gets inside the 5. Nobody's jumping up and down saying first down or stop yet.
The near official has it spotted outside the 5, and that's going to be close. They're going to measure.
Wow.
I don't know about that, John. I don't know. This near official came in and was pretty firm with his spot. And it looks like the nose of the ball's right on the 5-yard line. That's going to be close.
And I'll tell you, not the best angle. I really thought on the second effort, really a kind of a sidestep to the left, I thought maybe Eboff had it. But we wait on the chains to find out.
Yeah, we'll know here by the reaction of Knightstown. First down. Nope.
Has there been a signal? Players jumping up and down from both sides, and now the first down indicated by the referee.
That had to be close because the official had to get down next to the ball.
Did he put an index card in there somewhere? First down, goal to go for Triton Central, and I'm not sure the quarterback sneak is going to be incorporated into the offense the rest of the night.
That didn't get you much, but a break for the decision maker there on that fourth down call by Triton.
From the five. And the play clock still sitting at 25. Nobody's going to do anything until the referee gets done with a conversation with, I'm guessing, Chad Montgomery, the head coach of Knightstown across the way.
Hayden Kermode lined up to the right. We'll see if this ball goes out to Keaton to the right.
Whistled back to play, first and goal now from the five. Ebaugh from under center. Kermode steps in motion toward his left. The give behind to Keaton. He finds a big hole, dives, touchdown, Triton Central.
Nice run by Keaton Kermode, straight up the gut. Good lead block by the Tigers, and they finally get on the board with six.
Keaton Kermode, the rushing touchdown. He had a pair in the fourth quarter last week. That's his 12th rushing score of the season. And now, as close as this game is, and the weather being what it is, extra points become very important. Kleeman on to try. Kiefer the holder. Snap. Kleeman the approach. And the kick is no good. Triton Central's lead will stay at 6-0.
Yep. He had the height and the distance, but it was wide left, and you mentioned it, 6-0. That definitely leaves the door open for Knightstown.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, is being brought to you by Color Palette, your trusted home improvement team, and by Olinger Insurance, auto, home, life, and business, and health insurance. See Keith Limpus with Olinger Insurance. 6-0, Triton Central on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. Well, just one of those games where there isn't a lot that's going to come easy, and apparently even when you get a touchdown, maybe you can't celebrate everything. A missed extra point, and you hope if you're Triton, it doesn't come back to haunt you. Tigers ready with a Shelby Materials kickoff here. Last year, Triton shut out this Knightstown team 21-0. They've done it so far. Closer, though, 6-0 right now on the scoreboard. Ball being placed at the 40 on the right hash for the Triton Central kick team. And the Tigers will send it away on a ball just over the heads of the first three lines of return man and take it on a roll at about the 8-yard line to the 30, and that's where we'll see the Knightstown offense back out on the field. Strasma on the return.
Yeah, Cooper Strasma with a good pickup. Looked like a shortstop out there getting that ball off the turf as it kicked right up to him, and then a good run out to the 30.
Not too surprisingly, these schools, we talk about a lot of guys who, if you walk out here in the spring or the winter, you're going to be calling their names out there as well. Olivo, a three-sports star, basketball and baseball, starting pitcher and shortstop. Both the Kermodes play baseball. Matt Gould, a baseball player, just a few examples. Here's Olivo throwing on the run and just getting it over the extended hands of the Triton defenders, but then dropped by his receiver at the 45.
Yeah, Burkett had an opportunity to bring that in, a big gain, but he did drop it at the 45.
Ball goes back to the 30, second down and 10. Winner of this game plays the winner of Heritage Christian and Cecina. At last check, Cecina up by 13 early in the second quarter. 6-0 Triton here. Second down and 10, Nalivo again rolling left. Looks, throws on the run, picked off by Triton Central. At the 32, down at the 27, and the Tigers have another turnover. Stuart Krause on the pick.
Yeah, Krause just read that. from the beginning. Olivo threw it out to his left, and Kraus steps right in front of the receiver, picks it off and returns it all the way down to the 27-yard line. Triton Central set up here on first down with another opportunity to put points on the board.
Third mistake as far as turnovers go, and really one of them came on a punt, so that would have been an exchange of possession, but a ball dropped that Triton Central recovered. That was Kraus, and here he is on the interception, giving Triton Central terrific field position. First and 10, staggered backs in the eye. Slide the fullback in Kermode to the left. Give it to Kermode behind him, and Keaton tripped up early and falls forward down to the 25.
Well, turnovers have been the story so far in the second half. Two by Knightstown. Triton took advantage of the first one. We'll see if they can do the same here. And I wouldn't say put the game away, but you'd think a 13-14 nothing lead would be very difficult for Knightstown to come back.
Feels awfully big considering that Knightstown has not gone up and down the field at all in this game.
They haven't gotten the ball into Triton territory one time.
Ball at the 25, second down and 8. Hornig shifts left to right as tight end. Two wide receivers. Kermode alone in the backfield. The give to Keaton, big room to run on the right side. Closed out about 4 or 5 yards downfield, but he does get inside the 20 and down to the 18.
Yeah, finally brought down by Olivo. But if I'm Triton Central, I'm running a heavy dose of Keaton Kermode here in the third quarter, and I'm letting this clock run as much as it can.
Ball just inside the 19.
Eboff over here getting the play. He'll run it back in. Still 20 on the play clock.
Third down, about 2. Triton put 6 on the board just a few moments ago. Now inside the red zone looking for more. From under center, Heboff. Borenstein in motion left to right. The give and a run up the middle for Keaton Kermode. And Knightstown has it stacked up pretty well. I don't think he gets the marker. Boy, these short yardage situations for Triton have been difficult.
Yeah, they have.
And now it is going to be fourth down, the ball marked at the 18-yard line. Big, big play here. Knightstown gets a stop. They keep it a one-score game. From under center, Eboff. Man in motion. The snap, the turn, the handoff. It's a first down. It's a touchdown for Keaton Kermode.
Keaton Kermode hit the hole, had the first down, and it just opened up from there. He raised up. He was getting low to absorb a hit, and once he realized he was taking it to the house, he was able to get all the way up and finish that run off for 6 more.
Mitch Kleeman on to try the extra point. 12-0 right now with 4:43 to go in the third.
I can't imagine tackling Keaton Kermode in this weather. We were walking out by Hayden Kermode earlier, and he just seemed so big.
Cleaving the approach, his kick on the way. This one is good. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, Triton Central 13-0 over Knightstown.